Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, April 8th, 2014 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Orlando, Florida. Posted a brief diary earlier today with a weird log entry I did see in my web logs. The particular entry appears to come from Facebook's URL checker, but it looks somewhat malformed, weird encoded. I'm not sure if it's an attack. It could be some kind of attempt to maybe reflect some of these requests off this Facebook URL checker. What Facebook usually does is whenever you post a URL on Facebook, Facebook first checks it out using this script, probably looking for malware phishing and the like, before it then posts the actual URL as a clickable entity within Facebook. In this case, there's just a bunch of encoding happening. Also, the URL would not actually work on our site. Like I said, I don't think it's an attack, but it could be some kind of fingerprinting. And talking about fingerprinting, we also keep getting occasional reports of requests that use the cook method, that's COOK. Now, these requests usually use as user agent Synapsys, which is a common web request library that's frequently used by spiders and similar tools. I expect that the cook request comes from a tool that's used to fingerprint the server to figure out how it does respond to invalid methods, and as a result, it may be able to tell what web server you are running. If anybody is aware of a tool that does use the cook method, please let me know. Like I said, we keep getting these reports occasionally, but so far don't really know of a specific tool that uses this method. And we got yet another BGP leak to talk about. In this case, the culprit was Indosat, an Indonesian ISP that leaked about 300,000 route switches, as Renesas pointed out in a blog post about this incident. A large portion of the 500,000 routes used currently in global routing table. What this really means is that with a BGP, if your router speaks BGP, it announces to its neighbors what networks it is routing for, and these announcements tend to propagate. So essentially, Indosat claimed to route for about 2/3 of the internet. Not all of these routes necessarily then made it. There is some filtering that is taking place and that stopped some of these announcements from propagating. But most notably, Akamai's network apparently was successfully hijacked in this particular incident and was not reachable in parts of the world. At this point, this looks like an innocent configuration mistake, but does underscore the fragility of this BGP infrastructure. As a side effect, now Indosat, receiving all the traffic for all the networks they claimed to own, did launch a denial of service attack against itself and was itself not reachable for a good part of the day. And then we got a pretty serious OpenSSL vulnerability to talk about today. It does affect OpenSSL version 1.0.1, all subversions excluding the one that was published today as a patch, which is 1.0.1g. Now, the problem is described as a bounce check problem in the heartbeat function. The heartbeat extension was added more recently to SSL, which is why you don't find it in older SSL libraries like the 0.9 or the 1.0.0 track. However, the one part I don't quite understand yet is how much control the attacker has over the memory that is being leaked. That really changes a lot. For example, can the attacker systematically read the entire memory, or is the memory leaked more or less random? But the amount of memory is substantial. 64 kilobytes are leaked in case of a successful exploit. The vulnerability was responsibly disclosed to OpenSSL. However, there is no pre-announcement or so that OpenSSL is doing to, for example, Linux distribution. So at this point, there are no patches available, as far as I know, for respective Linux distributions. But certainly pay attention and check if you do see any OpenSSL patches coming up for your version of Linux, and certainly apply it. I would say if you don't see any patches by the end of the week, you may want to consider compiling OpenSSL from scratch, which can be tricky because so many different software packages are using OpenSSL. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.